Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Rodney from Family First. Is this Shaida Jefferson?
Yes, this is her.
All right, ma'am, I was assigned as a care coordinator for John Key Jr., so I was just following up something very briefly with you. I don't see a clock in for jet for today, or just to confirm if you were off and stuff.
Today, no, I didn't see him today. He wasn't feeling too well, so he just wanted to stay in the bed. So I really didn't want to bother him. And then that's far as today. But then I got an email saying I didn't clock in on 6:30, but I don't even remember 6:30. That was a while ago. I'm not sure. But different
Okay.
people be calling. I know someone called me the other day and wanted to know what was going on for the end of June. In the beginning
Of
of
July, yeah.
July,
There was a
yeah, and he
vacation
was
that
going
was
that,
scheduled.
yeah, he was on they he was on he had left to go to Georgia to see his mother. He was going for those 2 weeks.
No, I got you. It's fine. It's fine. It was just that I was double checking what we're about to pay this Friday. So
Okay.
mostly, I don't have a visit from you Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Were you off?
I don't have any days off. I'm supposed to go every day, but like I said, sometimes if I go to his house, and my visits are only like for over on Fridays and Saturdays, my visits are for 2 hours, and then the rest of the week it's only for an hour because he only receives the 9 hours. So like I said, sometimes I'll go there, but he won't keep in contact with me to let me know if he went to the VA or anything like that, or if, even if he's not home because he only get in-home care. So it's not like, oh, well, if he needs to go somewhere, I can take him because they say he only get in-home care.
No, I got you. I got the idea. And also, he has like very few of hours compared to other patients. But it's fine. It's
Yeah.
just to double check the amount of hours that we're about to pay. So, mostly, you said
Right.
that you worked last week, Thursday to Sunday.
Yes.
Okay,
And
so
then what I tried to
I.
explain to the other caseworker, I tried to explain to her sometimes with the clock in and clock out. Like sometimes it'll say I clocked in, but I didn't clock out, but I know I clocked out. So I had this problem. I've been using HHA for a long time. So sometimes it's just the error within the system itself, or it could be I'll have no service and I'll think I clocked out, but didn't. So I was asking her, other than like, say if I am there that day and I can't clock in. I was trying to figure out, was there an alternative way of like where I can call in if I'm at the house with him and he give you his information? And then it's like, because I know with my other client, that's how it is. Like they're able to call from their phone with their number.
Yeah, in this case, if he has a landline, you can do the clock in from his landline.
No, he doesn't have a landline. He just only has a cell phone.
Yeah, so it's the only option left that you have so far will be the app so far. We could also have like a FOB, which is a device that we send, but still you will have to call from your number or his number, like to do the clock in and clock out and do the procedure, you know? So those are like the two alternatives that you will have left, because just a verbal confirmation from him, like saying, "Hey, she worked." We cannot enter it like that. We need a time sheet. Although other option will be that at least you will have a clock in or clock out in the calendar for that day. So in that way we could like complete the shift with the server confirmation. In that way we could. But as we don't have a clock in or clock out at all for those, I mean, between Thursday to Sunday, we cannot pay for that without a time sheet. So do you have time sheets available over there?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I need you to
I know
send
how to
me.
do it on my, yeah, I know how to do it on my phones where I just do it like the, because I don't even think, I gotta see if my printer is working fast. Because I normally just print out and take a picture of it and email it back in, but I have to see if my printer is gonna work if I have enough ink in my printer.
Yeah, you can take a picture or scan it and send it to my text messages. I'm gonna text you my number, so you have me right there, and send it to me. We're about to close, finalize payroll like later in this afternoon, so I would appreciate if you like. I don't. It's no mean to hurry you, but it's yeah mean to hurry
Right.
you, because we. You will stay without so much payment if you don't have those hours in. You said also that you work on the 30th by any chance?
No, I know I didn't. Let me look at my calendar because I think it's going by the 30th. And I don't want to say I worked something that I didn't.
Okay, and today, just to double check, because you already told me, today you were off with him, okay? Right?
Yes, today I was
Okay,
off
okay.
with him.
Okay. So.
The 30th, I did not work. He was already gone on June 30th.
Okay, gotcha. So far, what's pending right now is last Thursday to Sunday. That's the time sheet that I need. I'm gonna text you any information I need, so like you have it right there, and also say my number, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Aida. I'll be pending and waiting until you send me a time sheet, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.